ABC Listen.
Yama, Rudy Ngaya, and this is Little Yarns, a podcast where we listen to the sounds of country and share some words in language. Today, we're heading to the Kimberley in Western Australia, to Fitzroy Crossing on Boonuba Country. Fitzroy Crossing is a small town about 400 kilometres from the sea. We're going to meet my Malia, my friend, Natalie, who's both a Boonuba and Wolmadjuri woman. Natalie's going to share a Wolmadjuri word for a very special reptile that calls the Kimberley home. It loves sleeping in the sun, it's great at climbing trees, and it has a very famous frilly neck. Can you guess what it is? The frilled neck lizard! Yama, Natalie.
What now, Rudy?
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, kids. Welcome to my home.
Thanks for having us. I love the dusty pink earth and the tall green gums. Nice and warm, too.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place to live. It's hot most of the year round, but luckily we have the mighty Murrawarra, also known as the Fitzroy River. In the wet season, it spreads out in a big catchment and surrounds the town.
Is that the water I can see over there, through the trees?
Yeah, that's it. The river is very special to us. It's a living ancestor. It's a part of our family. It gives us life.
Because you can get water from them and some people go fishing.
Yeah, that's it.
We went down to the river with my pop to go binging, diving, and binging means turtle in Bunjalung.
Cool.
And it's not just special for us.
Animals live in there and animals take drinks too.
Yeah, lots of beautiful animals gather here for the water. We're all one big family. Let's go down to the water and look around.
Yes, please. I wonder what we'll see.
Let's look for my friend Wawali.
Wawali?
That's the word I want to share with you today. Wawali is the frilled neck lizard in Wolmadjuri. Can you say Wawali?
Wawali.
Wawali.
Wawali. Yeah, that's right. What do you know about the Wawali?
The frilled neck lizard is orange.
It's like different colours like all around like the ears and stuff. It's like a lion mane, but it's like not fluffy. It like comes out and then it goes back in.
And it scares away predators and that.
Yeah, that's true.
They can climb up trees.
Yeah, that's it. Wawali has a really colourful neck, but the reddish-brown skin of the rest of its body blends in with the trees. So, finding Wawali can be really tricky.
There's lots of bugs out today.
I can see some flies.
I can see some mosquitoes.
I can see dragonflies.
That's because it's the wet season. We call it Idlal. It's warm and rainy. And we get big thunderstorms too. And it means there's lots of bugs about. They like to junduck and surprise you.
Junduck?
Junduck means jump in Wolmadjuri. And junduck is how a lot of insects move about. They go junduck as they jump.
Junduck.
I do my best to stay away from insects that junduck.
So we were walking down my street and there was grasshoppers everywhere. And one, I was on my bike and one jumped into my face.
Whoa.
And it went right in my eye and I freaked out.
What did you do?
I nearly fell off.
Once I got a fly in my mouth, so I went...
A fly went up my nose once.
Oh, goodness. Okay, come on. Let's head through the grass.
Oh, I just saw something junduck in the grass up ahead.
A grasshopper?
It's massive.
Yeah, that's a giant grasshopper.
They like to camouflage in trees and the grass.
Yeah, that's true.
His back legs are very long.
It's huge.
It's the biggest around. And it also has blue wings.
And it can jundak away, please.
There's a lot of different grasshoppers around this time of year. We call them jajun.
Jajun.
Sometimes when you're walking through the grass, you'll frighten one jajun. And then next minute, it's like a wave of jajun moving through the grass, going jundak, jundak, jundak.
Jundak, jundak.
Let's keep looking for some wawuli. But watch out you don't step on any jajun.
Hear that? We're getting closer to the river now.
I can hear another sound as well.
At night, you could hear, like, that noise.
At night time, you're walking in town or something, and, like, you just hear that out of nowhere.
But you can't tell what it is.
That's a wallach.
Frogs.
Ribbit.
Oh, I love green sea frog. It's a neon green colour.
There's another one. It's over there on that tree.
We call them bangon. The green frog loves to sing all through the night for the rain to come. Better give them some space. Sometimes they get spooked and they'll jundak all over the place.
No thanks.
Yeah. These trees are so tall and beautiful.
Yeah, these are the river red gum, the yabalin. Birds love to nest in the hollows, and its bark changes colour from green to pink to brown, and then it falls off and shows beautiful new white bark underneath.
Look, up on that branch. What is that?
Wally!
Wally! I can see it!
That's a wawuli.
Yeah, we found him.
Good spotting.
See how its skin matches the bark?
He's blending into the tree trunk. He looks like kind of like a stick and like he's like beige and stuff.
Wawuli loves climbing trees.
Because like he's up in a tree and there's like no predators up there.
He feels safe.
Feels very protected because like there's no predators around.
Yeah. I think the wawuli looks very peaceful hiding up in that tree.
One time when I was little, I was climbing a tree and came face to face with a wawuli. It hissed at me and its neck puffed up. I got a fright and I jumped out of the tree. Lucky, I didn't get hurt.
So lucky. That reminds me of the jajun, the grasshopper. Or the wallach, the frog. When we got too close to them on our walk, they got scared and went, jundak, jundak.
True. Maybe I'm not so different from a little wallach. Sometimes when we're walking on country, we need to be mindful that other creatures live here.
Yeah, sometimes we all just need a little space. I wish these insects would give me some space.
Yeah, let's head home, eh? Get away from all these mozzies.
Thanks for showing us the wawuli, Natalie, and the jajun, and the wallach. This is beautiful country.
Thanks, Natalie.
No worries. See you mob next time.
Bye, Natalie.
Gumba nindu, Natalie.
Yalu. We saw so many animals today. My favourite was the frillneck lizard. The
wawuli.
That's right. Wawuli is frillneck lizard in Wolmajari. There was also the jajun, the grasshopper, and the wallach, the frog. Can you remember the other Wolmajari word Natalie shared with us?
Jundak.
Jundak means jump.
That's it. And now, I'm gonna jundak out of here. Catch you next week. Yalu! This little yarn was recorded on Gadigal and Bunuba nations, featuring the real sounds of Bunuba country. Thanks to our guest, Natalie Davey, and all the deadly kids on today's episode. Special thanks to Natalie's mum for recording country for us, and to Listening Earth for supplying their nature recordings of Fitzroy River. For more awesome yarns, go to the Kids tab, free on ABC Listen.